What is life like business for Michael Holding?
Well, it hasn't changed a lot over the last few years. I still have a job at Sky in England. I go there from May to September each year. I do West Indies cricket in the Caribbean up until the time at which I've got to go to England, and that's pretty much it these days.
Mm-hmm. But you're based in England for some of the time?
I'm not based in England. I have to be there between May and September because of my Sky commitments. But I'm based in Florida. That's where I live now.
Okay, how often do you go back to Jamaica?
Very often. When I leave here, I'm going straight there. So I'm in Jamaica on a regular basis. I was there for about 6 weeks at the end of the England tour last year, at the end of my England commitments, rather. I was there most of October and all of November. And then I went back to Miami. So I'm in Jamaica regularly.
What is Michael Holding's social life like? This is, we know about your work commitments and all of that, but how do you relax? How do you entertain yourself?
I love horses, and I've been involved in horse racing for many, many years, and that's where I devote most of my spare time these days. When I'm in England, I spend a lot of time in Newmarket because that's where I'm based. I go up to Michael Stout's stables on a regular basis. I spend time around him and his horses, and I enjoy that. That is relaxation for me. You know, getting away from work, that's what I love to do. I don't play golf, so that is my relaxation.
So does that mean that you gamble?
Yes, I do. I've been gambling since I was 10 years old.
Are you addicted?
Yes, I could possibly say that, and because of that addiction, I don't want to play golf. I don't want to be addicted to two things.
What has been your biggest win today, if you can tell?
No, that I don't talk about.
What is your philosophy on life?
Enjoy it. You're only here once. Make sure you enjoy it. Make sure you have no regrets at the end of the day, and treat people with respect so that people will look to treat you with respect.
You're one of the great West Indian cricketers. What would you tell aspiring cricketers around the region, people who want to emulate you, follow in your shoes?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is that this is not an easy road. You have got to work hard. There are so many million people in the Caribbean, quite a few thousand playing the game. And if you want to be the one of the 11 that represent the Caribbean, you need to work hard. Talent alone might get you there, but you need to work hard to stay there. And when I say work hard, I don't just mean going to the nets and batting and bowling. I mean working hard at being physically fit, at being mentally fit, and being in the right attitude to play, being the right frame of mind and having the right attitude to play the game.
Do you ever comment on political things, the Caribbean region, the state it is in now? Is that something you would comment on?
No, I don't know a lot about politics. I try my best not to mingle with too many politicians. I prefer to stay with sportsmen.